gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, into another hour of Auto World. In this hour, the broadcast, Ken Zwokel from AutoGeek.com, CycleGeek.net, and TruckGeek.com will be joining us. Also, a little later on, Mickey Jones, a guy who has a very interesting background. He was a musician with Johnny Rivers and Bob Dylan, and he was an actor on Home Improvement, many movies, and has one of the more famous TV commercials in history to his credit. And he's a big NASCAR fan, and he works with the folks at Boyd Gaming out in Las Vegas, and just has a great time promoting the Samstown 300 race every year. We're going to be talking to him about that race and the Speedway Children's Charities in this hour of the broadcast. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 is our toll-free contact line from around North America, or you can email me up at bob@autoworldradio.com, although my computer right now I'm about ready to throw out the window. But that's a whole nother story. Right now, let's talk to the man with all the websites. He does my website, autoworldradio.com, Ken Zwokel. Welcome back to the airwaves of Auto World. Hey there, Ken. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. So let's begin at the beginning here. How long has AutoGeek.com been around?
Oh, gee, that's a good question. I think we've been around about 8 years now. We've started with the AutoGeek.com, as you mentioned, and then we've kind of sprung off. We've got a couple sidelights. We've got the CycleGeek website, CycleGeek.net, and the TruckGeek.net website, which was introduced about a year ago.
Wonderful. And what gave you the inspiration to do all of this work? Because I know it is just that, a lot of work, and you've got a family and a day job as well. And I know, because I work a lot of late nights and such, I see you up. There's my computer going nuts right now. let's shut it off. Okay. You work a lot of hard hours on this. What gave you that initial inspiration?
Oh, I was just helping a friend that was looking for some parts for, I think it was a Jeep, and we were doing some searching out on search engines, and we were getting all sorts of junk listings that weren't necessarily what he was after, and I just started thinking to myself that it would be really nice to have a search engine that was specific to, well, in his case, he was looking for Jeep parts, but then I was thinking, well, maybe just automotive information in general, and that was kind of the starting block for AutoGeek.com, that search engine, and then we've kind of built a whole global community around it.
Yeah, and that's what you call it. It's a global community of auto geeks, of auto enthusiasts, and you really encourage a lot of intercommunication between members. Tell us a little bit about that, Ken.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's the driving force of the site. We encourage people to post pictures of their vehicle. We have some discussion boards online where people can ask questions and share information. One of my favorite parts of the site is and we've just revamped this, so there's not as many pictures as there used to be. We kind of started from ground zero on it, where you can show your ride, and you show some pictures of your vehicle that you worked on, your pride and joy. You can put the information out there. And it just gives people a chance to take a look at, you know, we might have people from Australia sharing pictures of their monster trucks or Corvettes or whatever it is. So it really does have people from all around the world submitting information, showing pictures, our event calendar. We're going to be listing a lot of our spring and upcoming summer events this year with our Facebook participation stuff. We've just been getting tons of car shows from around the world.
Yeah, and you do have just a tremendous database of car clubs as well. How did that get its start, Ken?
That was just kind of it just grew out of the site. We had a lot of people that, as they were listing their car shows, we kind of started to keep track of that. The sponsors for most of those car shows were clubs from around the world. So we kind of started collecting that information, put together a database. And I think last time I checked the count on our clubs directory, we were over 2,500 clubs out there, and you can do a little bit of searching. You know, you can search by state, or you can search by a particular type of club, like a Corvette club or a Jeep club or a truck club, and see if you can match with what you're looking for.
Very good. And you do have members not only from all 50 states, but you truly do have members from all over the world. What are some of the more unusual places that you've received pictures or communications from?
Well, we've gotten a lot of pictures from Australia, some car shows that happen in Australia, some communications, and I think a few pictures we have on there from a car show in New Zealand, some of the clubs. I know we have clubs from Iceland and Sweden and Australia and New Zealand, and there's even a couple from South America on there, too.
Wow, that's very cool. And I know that you love getting pictures from folks, as you mentioned. You love to have people show off their ride. But you, too, from time to time, like to go out to local events and take pictures. And from time to time, when your schedule allows you, get an opportunity to go to some of the big auto shows and take some pictures as well.
Yeah, we just got out. In fact, just a couple weeks ago, we took a trip up to Detroit and checked out the Detroit Auto Show. So there's pictures online of that, and we try and get out. Like you said, it just depends on our schedule. That's why we kind of rely on our Auto Geek members to submit pictures to kind of help share it. There's only a certain amount of car shows that we can cover in a time period. But, yeah, we like to get out and kind of take some pictures and share those with people.
Yeah, I've got to get your take on the Detroit show vehicle-wise, but before we do that, let's remind folks about a couple of important items. Number one, it doesn't cost anything. You don't have a yearly membership fee to be a member of the Auto Geek community. That's correct, Ken?
Yeah, that's correct. And now we've got kind of two ways to be members of AutoGeek.com. You can go to the website. Up on the top bar, there's a place where you can click it. And just give us a little bit of information about yourself. We'd like to hear where people are coming from, so your city, state, what country you're coming from, and your email address. And the only reason we're asking for email address is because some of our sponsors on the website will have special deals, coupons, that type of thing. And we can send out that information in a newsletter a couple times per year and just kind of alert people to what's happening. We never sell your email information, so we keep that hidden away and safe. The other way that we've introduced a couple months ago is we have our own Facebook page out there now, so people can come and be fans of the Auto Geek and share information there, too.
Oh, that's cool. And how is the Facebook stuff going?
It's going real good. I think we're up to about 1,300 members right now, and the discussion is hot and heavy over there. We've been playing a lot of our Name That Vehicle. We've been doing it on both sides, but we get some interesting discussions going on as that contest is taking place.
Explain that to some of our listeners who might not be familiar with the Name That Vehicle contest.
Well, what we do is we go out there and we look for a unique vehicle that we think is going to stump people, just even, you know, looking at the vehicle, the normal photo of the vehicle. And what we do is we take it and we scramble it up somehow. And then every couple days we reveal another piece to the vehicle. First person to correctly identify make, model, and year of the vehicle wins some real cool prizes. This last set of prizes was like a $130 car care kit from our friends over at AutoGeek.net.
Pretty good.
It gets to be real interesting. And the really cool thing, especially about this last one and the Facebook participation, is people were posting their guesses as to what the vehicle is. You know, and we start off, we were showing just a little fraction of a hubcap, so right away people, you know, are jumping in there and putting their 2 cents as to what they think it is. But then, you know, someone will list a car on there that no one's ever heard of, and they say, well, what's that car, you know, supposed to look like? And people will post links back or show they own that car. You get kind of some discussion going back and forth on the contest.
Oh, that's nice, definitely. And over the years, you've had some unusual vehicles up there. What was the vehicle that seemed to stump people the most? Do you remember one contest? When we come back on the other side, we'll have you answer that, and we'll talk about some of the contributors on the site and some of the other cool stuff at AutoGeek.com, TruckGeek.net.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is
am the Duke of Springfield, calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Oh, what a cute little convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Okay, well, hop in.
Oh! I don't believe it.
What?
Don't you have Stabil when you store?
Well, no.
You know Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do. But...
Don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol. Well,
don't you know anything? Ooh, when you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Ken Zwokel from AutoGeek.com and several other websites. Ken, once again, tell us the name of all three of your sites.
Well, we have AutoGeek.com, we have CycleGeek.net, and for you truck enthusiasts out there, we have TruckGeek.net.
Wonderful. And before the break, I posed a rather difficult question for you, and that was, you know, over the years that you've been doing the name the vehicle contest, was there one that really stumped people that you can remember more than any other one?
Yeah, I think, I'm sure there was one even harder than this, but the most recent one I remember is a couple contests ago, we had a 1972 Plymouth Cricket. So that seemed to really have people stumped for a long time. They were they weren't even hitting the right decade. A lot of them were shooting for the 60s. We had kind of colored the picture a little bit funny, so I think that was throwing people off. But, yeah, the Plymouth Cricket I had never even heard of until I was out scouring for a real stumper, and I think I came across one that time.
Very good. Tell us a little bit about some of the contributors that you have on the site.
We have some various people out there given. Off the top of my head, I'm drawing a blank here, but we've got people that submit articles on NASCAR racing, just racing in general. We're going to have some drag racing stuff with Dwayne LaFleur. He has been a partner with us for about 5 years now, and he started doing a little bit of blogging last year with us, and he's going to be back this season as he goes across the country doing his drag race. We've got some people that are doing some articles as far as product reviews and stuff like that, too.
Very good. And tell us a little bit about some of the future plans that you have for AutoGeek.com. What are you going to be doing down the road?
Well, kind of the two big things that we have in our sites right now. Number one is we're getting that events calendar ready to roll out here. It's out there right now. It's a little bit thin with shows and stuff that are upcoming, but we have sitting in our inbox probably close to 100 shows that we're going to post out there. We're going to add some capability to do a little bit more searching since we're going to have a bigger spread as far as around the world type shows. So we're working on that right now to get that cleaned up. And then the big thing that we have coming up in about mid-March, we launch is called our Spring Cleaning Special. And we partner with our friends over at AutoGeek.net, and we have a lot of videos out there that they produce with tips for how to clean your ride and stuff like that, because people start to pull the vehicles out of the garage after storing them for the winter, and they want to shine things up and get it looking sharp for the show season. So we have a lot of good products we review and good tips for everyone.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit about your impressions of the Detroit Auto Show. I was there during press days. You also were there a couple of days after me. What were some of your favorite vehicles that you saw, production and concept-wise? What really caught your eye?
Well, the one vehicle that caught my eye was, and it's kind of weird because it was one of the first ones I saw when I walked in, was the Audi e-tron, which I thought was a pretty interesting-looking vehicle, pretty sharp-looking car. We have some videos we shot this year along with, we have 200-plus pictures out on the website. We did some videos, and that's one of the ones that we had video of, along with the new Cadillac and the concept Cadillac we have out there, too. Something else that really caught our eye were just the number of hybrid and electric vehicles this year seemed to be, in the past you could kind of pick those things out from a distance. They just had kind of a different look about them, but had some pretty sharp-looking sports cars out there this year that fell into the electric category with the Tesla. And the Revenge Designs car, that green one, which we have a video of that one out on the website, too. So
excellent.
We thought, there's some interesting things.
And what about in the area of exotic cars? Did you check out any of those?
Yeah, we did. The Saline sports car thing, I remember they had 1,000-horsepower Ferrari there. That just walking by kind of gave you that impression that it was a fast car. So, that was kind of interesting.
And certainly when you looked at some of the Audi stuff, very cool there, that R8 convertible really caught my eye. And the gullwing Mercedes, the SLS Mercedes, that's a nice one. Did you see the $400,000 Lexus, the LFA?
No, I don't recall seeing that. I may have seen it, but didn't actually look close as to what the vehicle was, but I know Lexus did have some nice vehicles on display there this year.
Wow. How about the Jeep area? I know that you're a big fan of all things Jeep, but tell us about that.
Yeah, I thought some of the Wranglers they had on display, they have different parts of the country represented. They had like an island Jeep and a mountain Jeep and stuff. I thought that was really interesting. I was kind of interested in some of the Ram trucks they had over, sticking over with the Chrysler area. Some of the Ram trucks they had out there were pretty sharp looking too.
Yeah, it's interesting that they seem to be taking the word Dodge away from Ram and making Ram a separate brand. Pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I thought that was kind of interesting. I guess going the same route they do with the Jeeps, where it's not really associated with Dodge or Chrysler.
Yeah, no, good point, Ken. So you really enjoyed some of those electric vehicles. Did you do the entire walk there, the electric avenue?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I guess they had extra space, you know, with all the brands that are no longer in existence. So they had that space. But some of those little two-seater vehicles, I don't think they're necessarily my type of vehicle, but it's just interesting, some of the configurations on those things. You know, if you're just doing a short drive to work or something, that might be an interesting way to go.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, in the right situation, you know, like a city car, or like you say, a short commute, it would make some sense. So tell us a little bit more about some of the other cool things you got at AutoGeek.com. I love the new product section, Ken. You always do such a wonderful job with that.
Yeah, that's one of the unique things about our site is a lot of people out there that are coming up with new products, they contact us right away and give us an opportunity to take a look at those products, get some information on them, and post them out on the website because, you know, by the time they run those out there to market, it might be months down the line before you're actually hearing about them. So on AutoGeek.com, we have an opportunity to reach out there and tell you the most cutting-edge products out on the market.
And sometimes you get stuff long before they actually hit market shelves, so you're really giving people a heads up as to what they can expect in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, that's exactly it, and then we can kind of hook you up. If it, you know, that's a product that reaches out and grabs you and says, hey, I just have to have that, we can point you right to the manufacturer, and you can go out there and get your hands on, you know, the first person in your neighborhood to have that hot product.
Which is always kind of a fun thing. Are you thinking about going over to Chicago to check out that particular show, or now that you've hit Detroit, you're pretty much all set on that front for now?
Probably just set on that front. I think last year we did Chicago, and it was a real impressive show, and then this year we went up to Detroit instead. So I think probably one winter show is probably enough for us.
Very good. Well, Ken, always a pleasure, and make sure everybody out there sign up to be a member of the Auto Geek community. Thanks so much. We'll talk
Thanks,
with you
Bob.
Soon. Straight ahead, we're going to talk with a very interesting gentleman about a whole slew of things. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know. Guess I should know.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We're having all kinds of fun, and the fun will continue now because this guy is one of my favorites. I get to talk to him at least a couple of times a year. Let's see, what hasn't he done? He's written a book. He's been a musician. Once you're a musician, you're always a musician. He's an actor. He appeared in, I believe it's the most famous TV commercial of all time. And he's a celebrity host of the Samstown 300 race coming up in the month of February, a little late in February. One of our favorites, Mickey Jones. Mickey, how are you?
Bob, how are you doing, brother? It's always good to talk to you. I always look forward to this, man.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the big race, and then we'll talk a little bit about some of your fun stuff that you've done over the years. So the big Samstown 300 race coming up late in February. I can't believe it's that time of the year again.
You know, it seems like it's come quicker every year, and it's in February this year, whereas I think it was the first weekend of March last year.
Yeah.
But February 27th. At Las Vegas Motor Speedway is the Samstown 300. And I tell you, one of the things that makes this year probably maybe the most exciting year since we've hosted the Samstown 300 is that we have a special person that's going to be racing in this race this
mm-hmm.
year. A young lady by the name of Danica Patrick has graced her presence with the Samstown 300, and I'll tell you what, the folks at Boyd Gaming and myself, we are tickled to death to be in the premier event of Danica Patrick as she moves in to NASCAR. And I think she's going to do 10 events this year in NASCAR, starting with the Samstown 300 in Las Vegas. So
that's
kind
great.
Of a nice feather in the cap of Boyd Gaming to be able to host the very first race, NASCAR race for Danica Patrick. It's going to be something special.
It's going to be interesting to watch her transition from the open wheel racing to the NASCAR racing. And she lives in Scottsdale, so or in that neck of the woods, Phoenix. So it's going to be a kind of a not that far away from her home. So a good place to kick off her NASCAR career. I hope she does well, Mickey.
You know, I hope she does well. I think She obviously is a seasoned race driver. She drives that open-wheel Indy car. But I got a feeling that when you move into NASCAR, it's a little different world to be part of motorsports.
It is.
You know, in IndyCar racing, there's not a lot of bumping, and you don't want to drive up on somebody and get that wheel locked up with another wheel because you're going to go flying through the air. But in NASCAR, these guys are out there bumping and grinding and just moving you across the track. So when she gets in there with the big boys, I don't think this is going to be particularly a gravy train for her. I think she's going to have to fight hard and work hard just to hold her on with these guys.
Yeah, I mean, look at Juan Pablo Montoya, you know, who had such great runs in Formula One, but he has not done that well in NASCAR.
Well, that's a great example, Bob. You bring up a good point. It just because you can drive a race car does not mean that you're going to be taking NASCAR by storm, because it's a different mindset. These guys, like I said, there's a lot of bumping going on out there. That when they're racing fender to fender, those fenders sometimes are rubbing against each other, and it can get hot and hairy. And I happen to believe that the Nationwide Series on Saturday can be some of the most exciting racing on the planet, even more so than the Cup race, because these are folks who are trying to make their mark on NASCAR.
They're hungry.
They've got that pedal all the way down. They don't let up, and it can get hot and hairy out there on Saturday afternoon. So I believe her work is cut out for her. But you know what? She's ready for the challenge, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And one of the cool things that you've been doing for years with the folks at Boyd Gaming is raising money for children's speedway charities. You do a number of events, and all the drivers participate, and even you participate as well. You throw in a round of golf as a part of the auction. Tell us
exactly
all about it.
Well, you know, I'm a sucker for kids, as we all are, and I do believe that, you know, charity is one of the best things we can do, because there are folks that are less fortunate than us. No matter where you are in your realm of income, somebody is doing better than you, but somebody is also struggling more than you. So what we do, and I think Americans more than any place on the planet step up to the plate and try to help those who are in need. And that's one of the things that I have to applaud NASCAR. They are very highly involved through Speedway Children's Charities. And Samstown and Boyd Gaming is the host of the Speedway Children's Charity at what we call the Driver's Charity Auction. We're going to do that on Thursday night at Samstown. That would be February 25th at Samstown in the pavilion. And it's, if you're a NASCAR fan, it's your chance to get up close and personal with the drivers, with the memorabilia, with the things that are NASCAR. And I get involved. I you know, if I can talk somebody into bidding on me playing golf with them at the Speedway Children's Charity Golf Tournament, then I always say I can probably talk a couple of morons into coming up with some dough. It'll help the charity, and we'll get to have a round of golf. And I tell them right up front, Bob, I'm very honest with them. I say, guys, here's what you need to know. We are not going to win. Don't even entertain the idea of us winning. But what I will guarantee is we will have more fun than any group out there, and that's proven true. Every time I've done this event, we end up coming back in the locker room after the tournament and say, man, we had more fun than anybody out there, and it was all for Speedway Children's Charity. So it's a win-win for me. I get, when you see the look on these kids' faces, charities that they help through the funding of Speedway Children's Charities, believe me, we get more out of this than those kids will ever get.
It is so true.
Well, isn't it true, Bob? When you give, I think you get back more than you give.
You do. It comes back to you. It really does.
Let's... And I really, like I said, I commend Boyd Gaming. This is a company that they, you know, their enterprise is gaming and gambling, because that's their Nevada company. But of all the companies I've been in contact with, Boyd Gaming, they like to step up, be part of the community, and do what they can for charity. So I salute Boyd Gaming for that. I'm glad they do the Samstown 300 because that's the most fun weekend you'll have all year in Las Vegas. And then for them to be so highly involved with Speedway Children's Charities means a lot to me. And, oh, I should, by the way, mention that if you're interested, anybody that's interested in going to NASCAR, if you've never been, you owe it to yourself to go one time. Because if you go one time, you'll be back again. Because once you hear the roar of those engines as they come down that straightaway for that green flag, you will never experience anything like that again in your life. And the easiest way to do it is just go online to BoydEvents.com. That would be BoydEvents, BoydEvents.com. And that's where you can book your whole package, the hotel, the transportation to the racetrack, which you'll be thrilled because you don't have to park, as well as your tickets to the race. And there are VIP parties that you can be involved in. I know that after the race, the Samstown 300, we're going to have a big party at Samstown with Chris Cagle headlining the entertainment that night. And it's really one of the social events of the year in Las Vegas to be involved in the NASCAR weekend and the Samstown 300. So I am ready to rock.
Absolutely. And when we come back on the other side, we'll give out all the contact information. Then we're going to talk music and that famous commercial. And it's all straight ahead with Mickey Jones right here on Auto World.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer. Give me one good reason to switch to Haggerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Oh, our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
Sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without
without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuarantee.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Mickey Jones is with us. He's an actor. He's a musician. He's a celebrity. He's an author. He's a gentleman who is helping out all the kids with Speedway Children's Charities, the Samstown 300 coming up at the end of February. And for folks who want tickets, I understand you got some bargains up your sleeve there, Mickey.
Absolutely. You know, if you want to go to NASCAR, and you really should experience this one time in your life, because until you get down there and you hear these cars rumbling down that straightaway for the green flag, you have not experienced racing. I told folks that it sounds like, you feels like you're in a mini earthquake as those things rumble across the track, because you watch it on TV is one thing, but when you're there in person, there's so much more to it. The sound, the feel, the smell of that fuel, you just have to take it all in to really appreciate what racing is all about. And if you want to experience NASCAR this year with the very first race of Danica Patrick in a NASCAR, you need to go to BoydEvents.com, book a package, which will include your hotel, transportation out to the racetrack, which you'll be glad of that, because parking at the racetrack, sometimes you have to walk, you know, half a mile, and this will drop you right at the front door, and your race tickets. So how you beat this, there's no way. And they give you great deals, and they involve you in a lot of VIP things, parties. There are meet and greets with the drivers. There are just a lot of things that are available through BoydEvents.com. And I highly recommend, I've recommended so many friends to go there, and they book their package, and we end up getting to hang out a little bit at the racetrack. So it's a great way to see NASCAR the right way. And this year proves to be is something pretty special with Danica Patrick. So it's going to be interesting to see how she does in the world of the big boys.
Absolutely. My new producer, Matt, here has only been with us for about 6 months or so, and we were chatting off air a little bit about your career. Tell both Matt and all of our listeners about that famous commercial that you did years ago that ran for so long, and I believe, you know, you made some serious money off that, my friend.
Boy, I'll tell you, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I truly am. The commercial you're talking about was for a product called Breath Savers. And I played this big biker on the subway with the little old lady for Breath Savers, where I'm standing on the subway and they got me on a box. So I'm about 6'10 in this big gruff outlaw biker outfit. And this attractive secretary bumps into me and she goes, "Wow, great breath." And I go, "Oh." And this little old lady turns and she says, "I agree. I've enjoyed your breath ever since 96th Street. And I turn into this really nice, well, thank you very much. And, you know, that thing ran, Bob, for 6 years. And I'll never forget, at the end of the 2 year, it was a 2 year deal initially. At the end of the second year, my agent called me and she said, you need to sit down. I've got to tell you some news here. And I'm thinking, oh no, sit down. This couldn't be good. She said, I just got off the phone with the ad agency in Chicago and they want to renew your Breath Saver commercial for 4 more years at a higher residual rate. And they want to know if you'll sign today, they want to give you a $40,000 signing bonus.
Oh, wow.
I said to my agent, I said, I'm in the truck. I'm on the way. Because it's funny. I will go through airports, and people will walk up to me and say, so can I smell your breath? And I say, well, this may not be the best time. But, you know, it goes to show you the public really does pay attention, even to commercials. And that was one of the greatest things that happened to me as an actor. I wish every actor could experience just one commercial like I experienced with the Breath Saver commercial, because it made the struggle that we go through as actors, it made it all worthwhile.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So,
great,
you know,
story.
And I'm fortunate that as an actor, I've done 85 films. I've done 500 television shows and 500 commercials, but every now and then one thing will stand out, and that Breath Saver commercial was definitely one thing that stood out. And talk about being lucky. I got to go last year to, actually year before last now, to Nellis Air Force Base up in Las Vegas.
Sure.
And I got a ride in an F-16 fighter jet.
Ooh.
Tim Allen and I, a few years ago, went down to the submarine base at Point Loma, and we got to go out and spend 12 hours on a nuclear sub. We drove the boat.
Wow.
So, I mean, I truly am the luckiest guy I know. And I tell people I'd rather be lucky than good, especially when it comes to my golf game. You know, you'd rather be lucky at golf than good at golf.
And you have such a cool book that chronicles your music years working with Trini Lopez and, of course, Johnny Rivers, Secret Agent Man, Kenny Rogers, Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town, and the famous Bob Dylan tour where he went electric. And
oh, yeah.
Amazing story there.
Well,
and
we were the most hated people on the planet, Bob, because here came Bob Dylan, this icon of an acoustic folk singer, and when he strapped on that electric guitar, came on stage with drums and electric bass, and we were hated. There were nights that we thought it might be dangerous to go out on stage. But in retrospect, in 69, Rolling Stone did an article on Bob Dylan, and they called that 66 first electric tour the greatest rock and roll tour in history. And it changed the face of American music forever. So to have been a part of that really means the world to me.
And you've met over the years, I mean, you've met the Beatles, you've met Princess Grace. And
that's one of the coolest things is the people you run across. And you know, and you know what's funny? My time with you, I put you in that category. I'm honored
to be able to come and
talk to you. And, well, you know, like all of us motorheads and gearheads, we love to talk cars and racing and everything else. But I cherish the people that I've got to meet over my life. I tell a great story in the book that in 1961, when I first went to England for the very first time, we were on a package show, Brooke Benton, Timmy Euro, Leslie Gore, Dion, and Trini Lopez. And when we got to town, the promoter said, guys, we have a problem. We are now required by the government to hire at least one British group to be on the show because the Americans are coming over and taking the jobs away from all the English groups. So we did. We hired a little group called the Rolling Stones to open for us. and that in conjunction with having the Beatles open for us in Paris in 64 before they ever came to America. Just it means the world to me to have been part of the music business in the 50s, 60s, and 70s greatest music we ever did came out in the 60s and early 70s. And obviously, when you look at XM Radio and Sirius Radio, those stations are some of the most popular
to
play the music from the 50s and 60s and 70s. So that music will live forever. You know, when Elvis came along, everybody thought, oh, no, we're going to hell in a handbasket. But the reality is there will never be another Elvis.
No, that is true.
There will never be another Beatles. So I got to be part of that because every time we played the International Hotel, which became the Las Vegas Hilton, we always worked with Elvis. So I got to know Elvis real well. So I look back at my career, and there's not one thing that I would change. I feel blessed to have done the things that I've done, to been to the places that I've been to, and to know the people that I have worked with over the years. So if it all ended today, Bob, I would have to say this has been one great run.
Well, let's hope it doesn't end for many, many more years. Because
well, I'm hoping so, too.
Yeah, you and I got to spend some airtime together out there in Las Vegas next year, hopefully.
Next year, we got to get you out there so we can get in studio and do this thing face-to-face, maybe have a few folks call in and we can answer some questions, and we'll make a party out of it.
Oh, we'll make a huge party out of it. Absolutely. Give a plug for your book. It's got such a wonderful title.
Oh, that, you know, that means a lot to me. The book, the name of the book is That Would Be Me. And people ask me where that came from. Well, that was the way Tim Allen would introduce me on Home Improvement. And then when he would introduce me, I would say, That Would Be Me. So that's the title of the book.
And folks, you can get it right on your website.
Right, Amazon.com, Borders Books, anywhere. They can order it. Go check it out. And when you get it, email me and drop me a line and let me know what you think.
Hi, this is
Excellent. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk
to you soon. Your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.